Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A man here in New York City is on a hospital critical list for the new year. Another is spending it in jail after a man was shoved into the path of an oncoming subway train.
Right at the last second, right in front of the train. Just shoved right in front of the train.
This woman saw the whole thing.
The older man who was pushed just walked slowly right onto the platform, perfect timing. The other man who pushed him was just walking slowly towards him and shoved him the last second.
The accused attacker in custody. U.S. officials met with interim authorities in Damascus as Syria heads into 2025 following the ouster of the dictator al-Assad. The officials took to social media to say they raised the need to protect U.S. citizens and ascertain the fate of disappeared American citizens with those Syrian officials. College football playoffs. Penn State drubbed Boise State 31-14 to advance to the semifinals. There are three more games on tap for New Year's Day Wednesday. This is ABC News. A twist in the resentencing bid by the Menendez brothers. An attorney wants the case moved.
Attorney Brian Friedman, who represents 24 family members of Kitty and Jose Menendez, plans to file a petition to transfer their case from the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office to the California Attorney General. Friedman claims the California Attorney General, Rob Bonta, would likely be more supportive of their release if the case is transferred.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. New Year's Eve Tuesday, hundreds of thousands of people will cram into Times Square here in New York to celebrate.
No one handles large-scale events like this better than the NYPD.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says they're ready.
At this time, there are no specific credible threats to the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration.
Police mindful of the Christmas market attack in Germany, and there's been an uptick in online propaganda from Islamic State that focuses on attacking Christians during the holidays. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Your New Year's Day outlook for meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Mostly cloudy, breaks of sunshine, breezy and cool today with a high of 27. Partly cloudy, colder tonight, will drop down to 16. Thursday, partly sunny, cool again, 25. Partly cloudy and cold Thursday night with a low of 12. On Friday, lots of sunshine, breezy and brisk, 21. Saturday, mostly sunny and cold, a high of 19. Sunday, increasing clouds, 21. And Monday, cloudy and a high of 23. That's a pretty good way to welcome in 2025. Good morning, kids. And for Phil Nee, I'm Adam Haas for the Light in the Milk House Show. 509, the Wirtz floor and home thermometer showing 26 degrees. That's Dan Vogelberg, same old Lang Syne. It's time for a final memory right now with Eddie Rabbit.
I'm so glad that I met you, baby. And I'm so proud when we walk down the street. And I know it's crazy to worry like I do, but I get this feeling that I'm losing you. I get these suspicions, even though I know that you love me, baby, and I really shouldn't feel this way. Suspicion, I can't help it, you're just so good looking. I'm afraid somebody's gonna steal you away from me. When I go out to a party, every head in the room, and I just know what's on every man's mind. I try to fight it, but it gets me sometimes. I get the suspicion, even though I know that you love me, baby, and I really shouldn't feel this way. I can't help it, you're just so good looking. I'm afraid somebody's gonna steal you.
Yeah, we're spinning that one off vinyl this morning. Eddie Rabbit, Suspicions, for your January 1st, 2025 get-together. A few flurries on the way into town this morning, 26 degrees. 520, we'll have a sports update right now. It's Hank Snow.
I was toting my pack along the dusty when a mucker road. When along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muckamack with me, you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, that I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matama, Apollona, Bandol, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topekillo, Amarillo, Ampadilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, Canada, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Crater Lake, the Peaks. Like, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Knoxville, Oma, Black, Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean? Pittsburgh, Parkerburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Atmore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man.
I know some place you haven't been.
I've been everywhere.
Find all of your craft supplies at the Creative Outlet. This week, you will get 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
On Monday, January 6th, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131 extension 1516 by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the community dinner and strength and connection event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131 extension 1516.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess, in for Phil Nee. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 26 of his game-high 30 in the second half as the Bucks rolled past the Pacers 120-112 last night in Indianapolis. Milwaukee was able to wipe out an 11-point halftime deficit to end a two-game losing streak. Antetokounmpo had missed the last three games. A pair of three-pointers by Gary Trent Jr. in the closing minutes were important. The Bucks take New Year's Day off, and they return home to host Brooklyn on Thursday. The last game of the regular season is still important to the Green Bay Packers, even though the team clinched a playoff spot 2 weeks ago. Green Bay will face one of three potential opponents in the first round, most likely Philadelphia. If they win that road game against the Eagles, the Pack would still be away from home against either Minnesota or Detroit. There's a 61% chance that they're likely to face that scenario and 28% likely to meet the Los Angeles Rams. The long shot for the first round of the playoffs would be the Buccaneers. The NFC's number one seed, two division titles, and two playoff spots are on the line in Week 18 this weekend. Game number 272 on Sunday night between the Detroit Lions and Minnesota Vikings is a showdown for the NFC North title and the conference's top spot. The loser drops to the number five seed. The Lions hold the tiebreaker in case the teams tie. The NFC South will go to the Buccaneers or Falcons. The AFC North will be decided Saturday. It'll be the Ravens or the Steelers. Both teams are in the playoffs right now either way. The Broncos are in control of the AFC's final wildcard spot. The Bengals and Dolphins hold on to slim hopes of making the postseason. Several reports indicate that the Green Bay Packers could kick off the 2025 NFL season in Ireland. No confirmation yet, and the Green Bay front office is waiting for an official announcement from the league. An online story from Sports Illustrated says Pittsburgh Steelers will play a regular season game in Dublin, and a source suggests the Packers will beat the opponent. Green Bay has lost both international games, including a loss to the Eagles in Brazil to start the current season.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles 2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children. Now if you huff and puff and you finally save enough money, if you take your family on a trip across the sea, take a tip before you take your trip. Let me tell you where to go. Go to England, oh. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's own bicycles 2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children. Mama's old pajamas and your papa's mustache, falling out the windowsill, frolic in the grass, trying to mock the way they talk fun, but all in vain, gaping at the dapper men with derby hats and canes. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's own bicycles 2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's own bicycles 2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children.
That's the first of two in a row from Roger Miller as we welcome in 2025, January 1st. Adam Hess in the air chair, filling in for Phil Nee. Yeah, he gets the day off, and that's well-earned after Triviathon last night. And we'll have details during our 6:30 newscast as far as who won the whole shebang. 5:30 farm news right around the corner as well.
I sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say roses are red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Yeah. This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hessen with Tim Slack Auction Realty. Call 608-642-2802 for hay-related needs. Watch for upcoming online-only auctions. We have plenty coming up. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hessen. Have a great day.
Farmers made and paid more in November than October. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The USDA says the index of prices received jumped nearly 7% on the month thanks to gains in market eggs, grapes, lettuce, and broccoli, canceling out losses for soybeans, milk, hay, and onions. The index of prices paid ticked 0.5% higher on increased costs for feeder cattle, feeder pigs, supplements, and nitrogen against decreases in diesel, complete feed, hay, and forages. From November of 2023 to November of 2024, the index of prices received was more than 5% higher, while the index of prices paid was fractionally lower. An export group leader says the potential work stoppage at U.S. ports in mid-January is already affecting markets. Joe Sheely with the U.S. Meat Export Federation tells Brownfield the industry has known about the January 15th port worker contract deadline for several months, and he says ports and terminal operators are preparing for a possible strike.
For example, they're likely to stop accepting refrigerated cargo several days before the strike date.
Sheely says exporters are also making contingency plans now.
If you've got frozen product that is scheduled to go out of those ports in mid-January and you want to reroute it to the West Coast, you really got to make plans for that right now. You're not just going to assume that you're going to have space available on a vessel.
For beef and pork exports alone, Sheely says a port shutdown would impact more than $100 million worth of sales every week. Wisconsin's Ag Secretary says the word that describes the agriculture community in 2024 is resilience. Randy Romanski tells Brownfield, despite tough conditions, farmers continued to produce.
It was dry. It was very wet. It was dry again. And farmers got a crop in the ground. They harvested a crop.
Romanski says recent research shows the impact of agriculture on the Wisconsin economy is $116.3 billion, and agriculture employs about 10% of the state's workforce. He says Wisconsin agriculture is not all about one thing, and that diversity is the state's strength.
We have economic clusters that are strong and growing in things like dairy and dairy processing, sauces and yeasts, foods, dried distillers, grains, and outputs from the biofuels industry. Those are things that are attractive to the rest of the world, which helps our economic engine.
Romanski says investments in transportation infrastructure, including the local road improvement program and the Port of Milwaukee, have helped Wisconsin stay competitive. Romanski says the last 3 years have been the highest 3 years for food and agriculture exports in state history. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Brownfield market updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Monday, direct cash cattle markets were quiet and cash hogs were steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be a part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cattle markets were quiet. This week's show list looks mixed, larger in Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska, smaller in Texas. No bids or asking prices are available, with widespread trade possibly waiting until Thursday or Friday. Early expectations are for another round of higher prices this week. Last week, in light to moderate activity, live sales were a dollar higher and dress sales were mostly up too. Trade volume and formula totals were below the week before. Box beef did close sharply higher with moderate movement. Choices up $2.99 at $3.25.37. Select beef was $3.63 higher, $2.94.76. The estimated cattle slaughter of 123,000 head was 5,000 above a week ago, with no comparison to a year ago. At mid-session for the Joplin Regional Stockyards of Missouri, compared to the auction on the 16th, feeder steers were 2-6 higher, with feeder heifers down 2 to up 6. USDA says receipts were up from that last test and above a year ago. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds sold to 253 to 281. 8 to 9 weight steers range from 247 to 264.85. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 6 to 700 pounds are reported to 251 to 273. 7 to 8 weight heifers brought 241.50 to 253. Cash hogs were steady to higher, with light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It was a slow start to the second consecutive holiday week, and the trend for the remaining business hours in 2024 will depend on how current buyers want to stay ahead of the new year. It does look like at least some buyers needed near-term supplies, leading to Monday's higher finish, but it remains to be seen how aggressive the rest of the week is, especially if domestic pork demand falters. National direct barrows and gilts closed $1.54 higher, with the base price range of 73 to 80 for a weighted average of 78.81. Iowa Southern Minnesota was up $1.26 at 79.67. The Western Corn Belt was $1.84 higher, also at 79.67. Midwest butcher hogs were $2 higher at 52. Pork closed 71 cents lower at 94.36 on big losses in the hams and the bellies. The estimated hog slaughter of 490,000 head was unchanged on the week, with no comparison to a year ago. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
The year of 2024 was a very memorable year. Join WRCO News Director Joanne Krulatz for a look back at the stories of the year. The WRCO Year-End Review can be heard New Year's Day, starting at 9 a.m. and Saturday morning, January 4th at 10. The Year-End Review is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, the House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, and Cardinal Glass CG. Wishing you the best in the new year.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hog business was $2 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per-acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up and corn was down in path of least resistance trade, with both watching South America. January beans were two higher at 982. March was up two at 991 and three quarters. March corn was down 1 3/4 at 452 and a quarter. May was 1.5 lower at 460.
Live and feeder cattle were mixed out of this week's direct trade. February live was down 35 at 190.30, and April was 32 lower at 193.02. January feeders were up 25 at 261.62. And on technical weakness, and despite pork being higher at midday, February hogs were 252 lower at 81.62. April lean was 247 lower at 87.05. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Launching a campaign to help keep America's farmers safe and healthy. Today on Farm to Fork. Here's my New Year's resolution: to help farmers and their families and their employees be safer and healthier. Today marks the beginning of a year-long effort to address an issue that I believe is vital to not just the farming community, but to all of us: the health and safety challenges faced by farmers and others in our rural communities. You've heard of OSHA. It's the federal agency concerned with occupational safety and health. OSHA ranks farming among the most hazardous occupations in the country. We depend on farmers for food, fuel, fiber, and more. When a farmer is injured or ailing and unable to work, that's bad for the farm family, the community that farm is part of, and for each one of us. And when a farmer is killed in the course of his or her work, we all share in the loss. On top of that, healthcare services in rural communities have diminished. Hospitals and clinics can't afford to operate. How many farmers have died because they couldn't reach medical help in time? I want to do something about this, and you can help. During 2025, half of my advertising time in this show is going to be devoted to topics of health and safety for farmers and other rural folks. I've reached out to a number of organizations that focus on ag safety and health, and 9 of them so far have endorsed this effort. They'll also be helping me tailor the messaging to address the need properly. To offset the revenue loss, I'm asking you to consider contributing to this project. I've set up a couple of crowdfunding accounts to make it easier for you to do so. There are links available on my website at northshoreproductions.com. My email address is there as well if you want to contact me directly. I've also created a section on the site to serve as a resource to anyone looking for more information about safety and health topics. So now you know what we're up to this next year. And thanks in advance for anything you care to do to help our farmers be safer and healthier. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs, from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
What is your cost of production? I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A lender and former farm business instructor says too many producers still don't know their cost of production. Brad Siriani with FSB Bank tells Brownfield every farm is different, so the prices received for corn, soybeans, milk, or other commodities might not make them profitable.
For example, and how do they know if 1850 milk is good? You know, I don't know. On their farm, that might be good. On the other farm, it might not be high enough.
Siriani says as a lender and as a presenter at the Wisconsin Farmers Union Convention, he's found many farmers still don't calculate their cost of production.
It's been a common problem that we're having, and we have to know it. Our margins today are so thin. In order for us to respond and react and be able, you know, make adjustments in our plans, just requires us to know that number.
Siriani says another area that can have a hidden impact on the farm is family expenses.
Sometimes with multiple families involved in the farm is paying for a lot of things that you and I off the farm would view as family living expenses. And we commingle that, and it kind of traps us into not knowing how much we're actually paying ourselves from the farm.
Siriani says start with better record keeping and separating the business and family books. He says it's not necessary to put the house on separate electric and gas meters, as farmers can estimate house expenses by asking their neighbors what they're paying. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower except for cheese Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices were unchanged at 75 cents. No sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks up 3¾ at 191, but no sales. Cheese barrels up 4 cents at 180¾. Two sales. Butter was down 0.5 cent to 257, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk down 0.5 cent to 138¼ with one sale at that price. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
The 2025 Dairy Strong Conference is returning to the KI Convention Center in Green Bay on January 15th and 16th. This is a must-attend event for everyone in dairy. It brings together forward-thinking farmers and ag professionals to tackle the industry's most significant issues today. Leading dairy's path forward, attendees have the chance to hear from inspiring speakers and experts on policy, sustainability, and the future of dairy. Don't miss out. Visit dairystrong.org to reserve your spot today. That's dairystrong.org.
Your New Year's Day outlook for meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Mostly cloudy, breaks of sunshine, breezy and cool today with a high of 27. Partly cloudy, colder tonight, will drop down to 16. Thursday, partly sunny, cool again, 25. Partly cloudy and cold Thursday night with a low of 12. On Friday, lots of sunshine, breezy and brisk, 21. Saturday, mostly sunny and cold, a high of 19. Sunday, increasing clouds, 21. And Monday, cloudy and a high of 23.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you. I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you. Your class ring that proved you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. I really don't know, but I know
I've got your class ring that proved you cared, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you.
Like to see if the streets of heaven are really paved with gold? Would you like to hear your favorite Bible story told by the man who walked upon the water and washed away your sins? Well, if you think it's time to save your soul, let's hear you say amen.
Amen.
We got five back seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train.
One double and
four seats left before the wheels begin to roll. Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train.
Glory train.
La 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 la. On the glory train. Don't you want to see the friends you lost who are waiting on the other shore? Don't you want to spend your eternal life behind heaven's doorway? Love and charity inspires the music in the air. Peace and joy is your reward and it's waiting for you there. Well, we got five back seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train. One's gone, we got four seats left before the wheels begin to roll. Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train. La 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 la. On the glory train. Well, we got five seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train. One's gone, we got four seats left before the wheels begin to roll. Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train. On the glory train. La 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 la. On the glory train.
Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones. May this season of giving bring peace to your heart, joy to your soul, and magic to your days. As the new year draws near, we hope it's filled with love, health, and all the things that make life wonderful. Happy holidays from Center Pharmacy, Richland County Bank, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, and Burnham Lumber.
Meyer Oil and LP thanks their customers for making this year so special. They wish you a season of joy and look forward to creating more memories together in 2025.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the tastes that will take you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all your quilting, gifts, and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning and Happy New Year. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the big weather story here the next several days will be colder air moving in from the northwest. Otherwise, it's a generally dry and quiet pattern as high pressure settles in from central Canada. Still a few snow flurries out there in spots today, but nothing serious for the most part. There's been just a little dusting in parts of central through eastern Wisconsin. We are expecting temperatures, though, to be dropping here, feeling quite winter-like heading toward the weekend. Besides the cold, we'll be tracking a snow system staying off to the west and south of Wisconsin Sunday into Monday. Looks like it could bring some accumulating snow as close to us as parts of Iowa and Illinois. Right now, again, looks like most of that will miss us, but we can't rule out a slight dusting in parts of the area later Sunday night. Otherwise, more dry and chilly weather shaping up for much of next week. Here's your forecast for today on this first day of 2025. Mostly cloudy to some breaks of sunshine. Breezy and chilly with a few flurries possible in the morning to early afternoon, high near 27. West-northwest wind 8 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with a low of 16 degrees. Wind from the west-northwest around 10, dropping wind chills to just above zero. Partly sunny and cool tomorrow, high near 25. West-northwest wind 7 to 14. And then Friday, lots of sunshine, breezy and brisk. Low 12 degrees with a high of 21. Wind chills staying in the single digits pretty much all day on Friday. Saturday, mostly sunny and cold, low 5, high of 19. Sunday, increasing clouds, low near 4 degrees, high of 21. Chance of snow flurries Sunday night. Monday, mostly cloudy and seasonal, some flurries possible in the morning, low near 10, high 23. And Tuesday, partly cloudy and chilly, low 11 with a high of 20. Have a great New Year's Day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Well, after a midnight reading of 26, we have now moved down to our morning low of 24 with cloudy conditions. The high yesterday, 33. No precipitation yesterday. We did receive a few flurries earlier this morning. Nothing measurable. The record high in 1897, 54. The record low from 1892 was 29 below zero. 1 year ago, 31 the high, 25 the low. Sunrise this morning, 7:34. Sunset today at 4:37 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:34. An east wind about 7, and the barometric pressure is up just a tick at 30.04. Again, the high temperature yesterday, 33. Our current temperature is our morning low. Under cloudy skies, we're at 24 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
It's time for an ABC News update sponsored by the Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14, on Richland Center's west side.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
Happy New Year!
The worldwide party is...